I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's a couple other people I thought would have called my name by now that I never did, but
oh, is that what you're waiting for, the name call?
I'm waiting for it. I'm ready for it. Not waiting for it, but I'm ready for it.
Nice.
I'm not the guy, but there's a reason why they don't call my name. I'm not the guy. I'm not the one.
Yo, we in here, SSID, episode 11. We in here, got my boy, once again, my boy Brunell in the building.
Yo, follow me, yours truly, Y-E-R-R-S.
All right, nigga, back up. We got a very special guest, one of my favorite people, the lovely, beloved, Kai Mills in the building.
Hey, everybody.
Yo, Kai's here. Tell them all the things you do, Kai.
I do a multitude of things, but mostly I work in the digital media space. So I am your girl when it comes to music opinions, music hot takes, public relations, event curation,
Kai does it all.
Branding, consulting. Holla at me. Follow me at the Kai Miller.
Kai is
on all
the typical
social
West
media.
Indian woman.
That's
8 different hustles.
you have to, you know, be versatile.
Hey, niggas, y'all niggas follow versatile. Kai. I see y'all niggas in the comments. You know what I'm saying? Yo, who's I see y'all now? Who's that on the podcast? Nah, nigga. I ain't linking it, nigga.
Nah, I'm just playing.
All right, so before we jump in and have an amazing episode, I feel like we're going to have. I feel like we have a great synergy here, guys, you
me
know?
Too.
It's going to be an amazing episode. I got to address a few things.
Van has something to say, y'all.
Yo, all I'm going to say, when I first wanted to record this, I was hot. You know what I'm saying?
He was spicy.
A nigga was upset,
y'all.
So if I could have recorded this when I originally wanted to, it might be a different thing. But I had I got to think on it. I got a few days to myself. You know what I'm saying? I talked to a few people. Shout out to all my group chats. Shout out to Ayana. Shout out to Ty. Shout out to Rios. Shout out to Bree. Shout out to Amanda. Shout out to Brunell.
Thanks.
I hit up all my niggas. And I want to start here. It's fall time. You know, a time of reflection for most people. Why y'all laughing? It's a time of reflection. So for me, I want to reflect. It's on some few things about my life, you know. Mm-hmm. And I feel like one of my flaws is I think I'm a little too friendly to niggas.
Mm.
A little too welcoming to people.
Mm-hmm.
From all circles.
Mm-hmm.
Friends of friends.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm a little... I share Henny with niggas.
Yes, sir.
You was there?
Yes.
I share Henny with niggas.
I played a chords for this thing.
Yo, I share Henny with mans. You know, we don't been places. I go places with niggas.
Mm-hmm.
And Brunell, when I walk in the function, I'll make sure everybody good.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fact.
Kai, you know.
These are facts.
Kai knows she take care of niggas too. How many y'all niggas done had a sip of Kai's Henny? That's a lot of y'all niggas. She know.
It's more of them taking pulls off my blood than Henny.
She got it all. Like I said, Kai's multifaceted. You know what I'm saying? So, I say that to say this. Stop. This is all to my real friends. Stop bringing these friends of friends niggas around me. Because I'm staying from this point. We not cool.
Mm.
Don't bring these niggas around me. Ain't no welcoming committee. Niggas don't drink my Henny. Don't dance next to me. When Millie Rock come on, I don't want y'all Millie rocking next to me. We not cool.
We not moshing together.
No moshing. Don't listen to Cardi. Don't ask me for, hey, Evan, send me that playlist. It ain't happening. You're not getting nothing.
Damn. They got the playlist.
They're going to get blocked off the playlist. And it's, some of you might think this is coming out of left field. Damn, Evan, why you feel like this? I'm going to start here. As men, there's principalities and things. As men, is a code about going through with things. It's ethics in this, as men. Mm. And once you cross that line, ain't no coming back, bro. Mm. As men. Brunel, you know. Stamp that. That's the bro code.
You're right. That's a fact.
There's certain things you don't do. I was in a... I had an interaction...
Yo, we can just make the whole episode.
No. Cause, you know what? Because this ain't worth a whole episode. This is just me getting to it. You know? Because I know why. I know we got some new listeners listening to this. You nosy niggas that just want.
Sparks of
you seeing the spice emoji, you was like, I got to jump in. You know? But nah, I got to address this. I had an interaction with some people. You know? Mm-hmm. And during, you ever walk away from a situation but like, that was a little strange, but during it you're like naive to the fact, so you're just like, alright, cool. I'm just going through this. But after the fact you think back and you're like, damn, that was a little weird. Mm-hmm. Let me holler at my niggas. Mm-hmm. And make sure I'm not tripping. Mm-hmm. So I drop something in the chat casually, just on some jokey joke shit. You can confirm it. Shout out to Amanda. Shout out to Bree. They can confirm that. So, and I needed some things confirmed for me. And when those things were confirmed to me, I ain't like that. Mm. That's not right. You don't do that.
You say you don't do that.
You don't do that. Mm. And you know, as a niggas know my branding. What's my favorite thing I say? The game is the game. So I'm cool with the game being the game. But the game got to be the game all the way around. Meaning, you want to play the game with me.
Oh, Lord.
No.
Niggas want to play the game with me. But everybody know I play the game 10 times better.
Oh, shit. You roughing the passer.
Niggas know I play the game 10 times better, my brother. You know what I'm saying? And that's all I'm going to say on that. Y'all niggas know. Like, leave Evan alone. The smoke is coming, regardless. Like, it's coming regardless.
Caliente, the spice.
It's coming.
Be safe.
Be safe, though. It's coming your way. And friends of friends, mutual people, don't hit me up talking about Evan Chill. Be easy. Let's squash this.
You got niggas' heads on a swivel.
Be the bigger person. Nah.
Hashtag no chill button.
It ain't happening. So, you know, my nigga, go back to writing poetry in your lavender filled room.
Oh, chill.
With your candles. With your candles.
Fucking best.
Listening to Marvin's room. Go write your poetry, my nigga.
Oh my gosh. I feel like I'm like a part of Casualty of War right now.
You are, yeah.
You got Jay. You got Jump.
Nah, you already picked the side. Kai's team Evan. Kai's team Evan. Brunel, team Evan. And the thing is, a lot of the people we cool with, I hit them up. They team Evan too. And beloved involved, I ain't gonna say much on you.
Oh, God.
It's all love. But all I will say is, you know you're not right for that.
Damn.
You know you're not right. And it ain't for me to speak on. This ain't no beef with you because you're a woman. I'm not beefing with no woman. But I will say, you know you was wrong for that. Mm. And for him, you got two ways of looking at this. If you didn't know, you got to question the shorty that you was with for leading you in the situation. You misinformed without the information you need. But if you did know, yikes. The smoke is coming 10 times harder for you. God bless us. Have a good episode, everybody. I feel better. I feel better. I feel like we got to talk about some things today.
Oh, really got that weight off your chest.
Yeah, I feel better. I feel free. So let's jump into
that.
I feel free. Emily with my niggas. Shout out to Ricky Blaze. All
right,
hold on.
Shots right there.
Dun, 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 dun. I need all the hair air horns, nigga. But I'm saying, niggas was there, niggas seen it, niggas seen what happened, niggas seen the aftermath. So That's what happened. So everything you, every girl you ever loved, it ain't safe. It ain't safe for you. But so we gonna jump right in. So
man, guys, you a villain.
I went hill. I just turned hill, bro. All right, so we're gonna jump in though. So what are you guys not feeling or not feeling this week? Y'all know how we do the show. What are you feeling, not feeling? Let's start with you, Kai.
What am I feeling? What am I feeling right now? I just got paid.
That's A. That's always a win.
I got some more A.
That's good. What check was it? Is it like a check, damn, I got to pay these bills with? Because you know those
yo,
checks.
No, that was earlier this month. That yeah, was all right. Check.
So you
that was actually
Kai Bowling drinks
so,
on her. You
no,
know
no saying? Drinks on me. I'm trying to cut back on the drinking. But actually, I'm feeling good. Feeling good because going to Atlanta next week for A3C.
Oh, that's what's up.
With my gang, 24
what
hours.
What you guys doing down there?
So we're actually putting on a showcase. Oh. Noise Control is going
to
Atlanta.
Oh, damn.
Noise
that's going to be crazy.
So it's going to be very crazy. Very
I know
excited.
My nigga Dante on that card.
Of course.
He got to
yes.
be.
Dante's on there. Shout out to my girl Sporty K. She's on there. Koi LeRae from Jersey's on there. She actually did one of our shows. She did our very first show. She headlined that. Black Poppy from Philly's on there.
Oh,
he's
damn,
really
I like
blowing
that. Yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah, I fuck with him. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so it's gonna be really exciting. So that's what I'm feeling. What am I not feeling?
It could be anything. Anything. What about the weather? Are you feeling the weather?
Yeah, no, I'm not feeling it's rainy.
You don't like the rain? I love the rainy weather, man. Mm. I feel like I can get more shit done. You know what I'm saying?
I like the rain when I could just, like, I get a day to be in a crib with the rain. Not right. when I have to travel to work in the rain.
And do things,
and
yeah,
not,
that's
like,
fair.
Do shit
that's
outside
fair.
The crib.
That's fair.
So this weather's kind of trash, but I'm going to Atlanta next week.
That's all
hot.
That matters. So are you hitting the strip club? That's what I need to know.
Of course. What?
Which one, though?
So last time we went there... me and Goldie, shout out to Goldie.
Shout out the whole 24 hours.
Shout out the whole
24
hours, my whole gang. We, our last night there, oh my God, we got so smacked. Our last night there, we went to Magic City.
Oh, wow.
Didn't even spend that much money, but like we pre-gamed at the crib.
Okay.
Niggas had Henny. We have
of course
rosé.
Niggas had Henny. Of course niggas
you
had
know,
Henny.
You know that turned into a Champagne 69 with the Henny and the rosé
right.
We woke up the next day and we had to go to the airport.
Y'all
was all
drinking.
We was hurt.
I believe it.
Oh my God, I've never been so dehydrated and just.
Did you have the like you know
up.
You know the crackheads in the early morning? You see them drinking the Pedialyte. Did you have the Pedialyte on deck with you?
I didn't have the Pedialyte. Unfortunately, I needed Pedialyte.
I sure it would help.
Yo, I will never forget that. Great experience. But this time around, probably gonna hit up Blue Flame.
Okay.
Probably gonna hit up the Flame.
If I can make a recommendation, Follies.
Bali's is cool. I don't know.
Bali's girls, got Asian joints. I don't know if you're into that.
But the girl's not as fire
that's
as
true.
The Flame. And the food's better at the Flame. I really, personally, I like to go to Chip Club to eat. I don't know if that's anybody
that's
else's
fair, that's
preference.
Fair. It's not like that in New York. That's like down south culture.
Yeah, that's that down south culture for sure. Like, Tootsie's in Miami. Oh my God. Their food... Seafood popping.
Yo, New York strip clubs suck.
They do.
Because, like, they can't get naked. Let's start there at the tippy
top.
They can't really get naked.
They can't even show nothing
for real. The food ain't fire.
The bartenders are more fire than the strippers at this point. Let's be honest.
That's true.
It's become a war of worlds.
Civil war.
They do that shit on purpose.
You think so?
Yeah, they do that shit on purpose.
Yeah, there was actually like a stripper strike a few months ago.
Yes, I seen that.
Girls were just walking out because they're like, yo, the bartenders are stealing our money. They're like become like the main attraction now. So it was like a rift.
Damn, they should have kneeled like Kaepernick. When the anthem come on, back that ass up, come on, just take a knee. Take a knee for the culture.
Man, what the fuck is wrong with
I'm
you?
Just saying,
yeah.
They should have dealt. I got nothing but respect for my stripper troops out there, man.
Not facts. I love strippers. I love thotties. I love whores.
Yes.
You guys are fun.
Whore.
I love my thotties. Shout out to my strippers. I dated a few strippers. Yeah.
That ass?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've told the story before in here, but I dated a stripper. Went to her house. She had all the Louis Vuitton shit, but she had no furniture. Yeah. So we end up... So we end up watching Love and Hip Hop in Crisscross Applesauce. Crisscross Applesauce. You know, but eating pizza off the floor because she ain't had no tables. She ain't had no chairs.
Are you dead ass?
On the floor, yes.
Where the fuck was Shorty living? And like the peas?
Yeah, duh. But she had all the Louis shit. She had all the Supreme shit. She was
oh
me.
My God.
She fooled me. You know what I'm saying? Till I got to her crib and I was like, God. Nah. That was my last time seeing her.
You stayed though.
Oh yeah, I definitely finished that episode. Did some things after, but that's about it.
Okay.
You know? Oh my gosh. Damn.
It happens. What about you? So we're gonna go to Brunel. Enough about me. What about you, Brunel? What are you feeling, not feeling?
What am I not feeling? I don't want to say the same thing she said about the weather.
The weather's fair. A lot of niggas are upset about the weather. I don't mind it. I like the winter. Yeah. I like the fall. I don't like the trees turning, changing colors, the leaves.
I do. I appreciate fall weather, but not when it's rainy and muggy like this. Word.
Y'all niggas wouldn't survive in London.
Y'all wouldn't make it.
I fuck with that shit.
What am I feeling? I'm feeling this podcast, man.
First
5 minutes of this shit,
yeah, man.
I'm just getting spicy.
It's bigger than me.
It should be like this every time.
Nah. Nigga, this ain't lip service, nigga. We ain't doing that, no. Shout out to Angelique, but we ain't doing that, bro. But yeah, man, that's fair.
All right,
so
dead.
What am I feeling? Not feeling. I mean, I'm not feeling niggas, obviously.
Yeah, you
hear
that out.
But I'm feeling Tracee Ellis Ross.
Yo, she is just phenomenal.
I like her. She's like the auntie, like the ultimate auntie. Like,
yeah. Yo, she's single, traveling the world. Living her best fucking life.
She looks so stress-free.
Yo, her skin looks like a pillow.
Yo.
I just want to lay on her cheek.
She's
like,
so fine.
Oh, my
She's
God.
So fine. She's so fine.
Can you imagine what her hugs smell like?
Smell like the body, like Beauty Spot store, that owl, so smell good shit. With the big-ass jars. You know, black people, we got the big, you got to have, I don't care what fragrance you use, you got to have the big cocoa butter. If you ain't got the big cocoa butter in the crib, I'm judging you off rip. And then that's when you throw in your, you know, some people like the little carrot oil. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, I can't.
You know what I'm saying? I dated a lot of natural earthy girls. I know how y'all get down. I know what products you use. And that's what I'm encouraging this fall winter. Still her products, bro. Still her, all her hair products, all her smell goods. Do it. They're going to take your hoodie. They're going to take your clothes. They're going to take your shorts. Still her products. Do your thing. Kai, I know you got some good products.
Not for you to steal.
Any Kai's? Any of Kai's 7 niggas on the roster?
Wait, what?
Kai got niggas on the roster.
Yo, oh, God.
Scott, she runs Scott Brooks, Billy Donovan lineups, bro. She got 7 niggas on the roster.
You have to stop. That's how rumors start.
That's the truth.
It's not the truth.
Yo, hashtag Kai got niggas. Podcast. If you're one of your niggas, this is a safe space for all of Kai's niggas. Reach out if you want to come on a podcast and tell your story of how she's hurt you.
Wait, what?
I'm on here.
Story of Kai.
Story of Kai.
Wait.
That's going to be the next podcast. We're going to have all your hurt niggas in here talking about, she hurt me this way. Kai city girled me.
Out of
kitchen. Alright, that's enough. I'm gonna get off Kai. I love Kai. I'm gonna get off him. But
that's funny.
I'm gonna get off him. Alright, so we're gonna jump right into the show. This is somewhat breaking news came out today. Carter 5. Yes. Friday.
Yes.
Lil Wayne, Louisiana.
Yes.
Tunchi.
It's happening for real.
Pussy Monster. Right. Whatever it's on.
F is for everything.
The F is for everything.
F is for phenomenal.
F is for everything.
So what are you guys' initial thoughts seeing the video and him confirming that fact?
I mean, it's exciting. It's highly anticipated.
But do you care? You know what I'm saying? Like, albums be highly anticipated all the time, but I wouldn't know, do you care, like, as a hip-hop fan?
I mean, it's not like I'm not going to listen to it, but when I saw it, wasn't like, oh my gosh,
I have to
share this with everybody that this is happening. It wasn't one of those moments.
Put it in your IG story, nigga. Y'all know about this?
Yeah, no. It wasn't one of those moments for me, but not to knock Wayne in any way.
Yeah.
I saw him.
Wayne's a legend, man.
No, in his own right. Absolutely. I saw him last year at Rolling Loud. He was one of their headliners. Phenomenal.
Was he still good live? Because I seen him.
Oh my God.
I went to the Drake Wayne tour and he was still really good.
I went to that. I saw him there, but I've never seen him like solo in like his own set. He killed that shit.
Shout out to Wayne. Man.
Yo.
Wayne's giving us too much moments, man.
So many moments.
Drought 3? Dedication 2? Come on. Cannon? Come on.
A Millie, come on.
Only Lil Wayne song I will not boost that y'all niggas boost is that Miss Officer.
Yo. Nah, that shit is fire.
That shit is not fire.
Here we go.
That shit is not fire. And I always.
That beat? He Bobby Valentino?
No, that's why he tight. Because he got Bobby Valentino scream wee wee on the track.
Grown men in the club talking about like a cop car. Come on.
Come on. Only he could do that.
And Lollipop ain't.
Lollipop was important. That was important. That was definitely a moment. I remember that dropping in high school and niggas was like, this is what
Yeah, it was different.
It was way different. It was way left, but look at what everybody's doing now.
True. He set the foundation for a lot
Come
of shit.
On.
You got a any favorite Wayne projects? Like, what's your, like, maybe top two or three Wayne projects? It don't have to be his best. It's the shit that you related to. It's okay. Like, this is it for me. Can I start off?
Yeah. Do your thing. I don't have to think about that.
No Ceilings.
Yeah.
That Him on Swag Surf, nigga. I feel like that's Wayne at his highest powers. That's like the last like great Wayne we got was No Ceilings. I like No Ceilings. I like niggas. It's weird. A lot of people don't like this album, but I like Carter 4. I like that John shit with him and Ross. Yeah. That shit is ridiculous. How to Hate, you know?
Wasn't feeling it.
Really?
I'm feeling it like
the joint with Jada and Drake. Jada Kiss is good. Talking about baby money.
Yeah.
I got your baby money. Yo, that's crazy. Shout out to Wayne, man. Dedication to all the dedications are good.
Yeah, dedication to is it though.
Sorry for the wait. When you put Lil B on Grocery Party, come on, bro.
Oh, yeah.
That was a moment. That was a moment. But yeah, my favorite Wayne is probably No Ceilings and probably Drop 3.
So we do. So damn, no albums.
A lot of people like Carter 2.
Yeah.
I like Carter 2 too, but it's like, it didn't really stick for me.
I'm going to say No Ceilings, The Drought. Damn, that's like.
He got so many projects, bro.
Yo, I think it was The Drought Is Over Part 4.
Okay.
With Brand New.
Yeah,
that
brand
one
new,
song
yeah,
right
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Yo.
It's Upgrade You so, Freestyle, nigga.
Yeah,
come on, G. That shit is classic.
And then I'm going to say Dedication 2.
That's fair. Dedication 2, that shit had Cannon on it. Changed my life, bro.
That shit had Where the Cash At on it. Remy Ma Black.
Shout out to Currency.
Currency. Back when he was signed to Currency the
Hospital.
He has come a very long way. Shout out to Currency.
Shout out to Currency. He was dropping that project with Freddie Gibbs soon.
Yes.
Yeah, I heard a snippet of that. That's
going to be crazy. Crazy. So what about you, Kyle? You got any favorite Wayne?
I have to say, Mixtape Weezy is my favorite. The Drought 2 was fire. What else did he do? I say the Carter 3 is my favorite, like, album.
Right, that's fair. Even though I don't like the Carter 3.
He don't like
the Carter 3. Dedication 2 is also my favorite.
Oh, yeah, Dedication
2.
I tell you, I love that.
I love him and DJ Drama together.
Yeah.
You know, it's just...
Yeah, shout out to Drama.
All the drops on that shit were just...
It be making
a
tape.
It really makes a tape.
I miss Gangsta Girls being, like, the apex of mixtape hip-hop.
Me too.
Bro, when Pharrell did the Gangsta Girls, I was like, all right, this is it. Like, I was not expecting that shit, man. That, Trap or Die, all them shits, man. Shout out to Drama, man. But you got any favorite Wayne moments? Like, what's a moment you think relates back to Lil Wayne? For me, it's like when he dropped that Fireman video, because that was like the rebirth of Lil Wayne.
I remember seeing that in the barbershop. I was getting my haircut, I was like, and I know that song by heart. And I heard Go DJ over the weekend. I was like,
classic shit. But what about y'all? Y'all got any, What about? What's in my cup stays in my cup. That's another. When he spilled the lean on the carpet.
Okay, no. My favorite Wayne moment are his court testimonies.
Oh, yeah.
When he was talking to himself and shit.
That's the original trolling, bro. He was real life trolling.
Like, he was talking to himself at some point. Like, if you ever see snippets of that, please Google
classic.
That shit. Like, he was wilding.
He was on some other shit.
He's on some other shit.
He was on a different
shit.
Kind of time, man.
But I definitely have to agree. Fireman video.
Yeah,
iconic in its own right. I'm trying to think what
Damn,
else.
Wayne got some moments. I fuck with Wayne, man.
I mean, just when he was Mixtape Weezy, like, he was hopping on everything.
Everything.
Like, his remix... his flip of show me what you got. It was nothing could stop him.
Yes.
He could hop on anything at that point.
True. I feel like the only rappers that can hop on any beat and it be fire is Wayne and Max B. Them niggas can get on any beat.
They could flip anything.
Yo, Max B got on a Britney Spears beat and bodied it.
Max B got on a Destiny's Child song and flipped the entire song.
It's the most fire song ever, bro.
He fucking took Is She the Reason and turned it into Sexy Love, one of the most iconic Max B songs ever. And the same cadence and everything.
Took the melody, everything.
Crazy.
He's a genius.
Yo, free Max. Free the wave.
He gonna be home soon. That's what they say.
I hope so.
I'm not getting my hopes up until it's fucking confirmed. Until I see him post some shit.
Talking about, the wave is back. I'm not believing it. I'm not believing it.
I think like last weekend it was like, oh, Max B's getting out on XYZ date.
Because they did say something about 2019 or 2020.
Yeah.
I remember that from 2016. Because
I think he's in a halfway house. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think he's in like a halfway house.
Everybody keeps telling me he's in a halfway house.
It's
been
10 years.
In Jersey.
We're going to break you out, Max.
But yeah, man. So, Carter 5, I feel like I'm not really anticipating it, but I do feel like Wayne should have a proper send off. This is going to be it for him, you know? So, that's what I'm hoping the Carter 5 is.
I don't want to hear him talk about pussy.
He got to. That's his pocket, though. You know what I'm saying?
I really want him to just. If he said, and I saw the video, he said he was working on this for 5-6 years, then I really want to hear him spit. I hope I could hear that old Wayne, but I don't know.
Even before it was going to come out, he dropped those tracks with Drake, Believe Me and Grinding.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, I like the direction this is going, but that was a few years ago. So I'm a little concerned on, I don't know where this Wayne, what time period this is for Wayne. You know?
I don't know what this Wayne's going to even sound like, to be honest with you.
I don't know. Because the thing is, the most recent thing I heard from him was him on Family Feud with him and Drake when that came out. I was like, all right, this sounds good. You know, he's rapping on it. You know, I can fuck with it, but I don't know. We're going to see, man. I hope it's good.
Like you said, I just don't want to hear about the same shit.
Yeah.
I don't want
to. I mean, I know you're going to hear a couple of Subu lines. You feel me? Double entendre.
Yeah, I get that.
You feel me? F is for this. This
F this time. That has to be in it. If it's not a few
F's, F is for five. And then, you feel me? But
that's probably gonna be on the intro.
Yeah, right. Other than that,
yeah, man.
I don't know. I just want him to address some of the things that's been happening.
You gotta talk to about the Birdman shit.
He has to talk about that. Yeah. Whether it's in a innuendo or fucking metaphor, I don't care.
With a Rick Ross feature.
Yo, facts. Oh, paint me a picture.
Because when Ross dropped that joint, Idols to Rivals. Idols, what's it called? Idols, some rivals.
Idols turn
to Idols become rivals.
Idols become rivals.
Yeah. And he was talking about Birdman. He's like,
we thought you really owned them cars.
You really owned the cars. I pray you find your kindness in the heart for Wayne. Come on. I need that Carter 5.
Yeah.
All right. So, shout out to Wayne. Niggas want to hear that Carter 5.
Not facts. We're excited.
Next topic. This nigga Bill Cosby. He gone. He gone, baby. He's out of here, baby. Yo.
Kanye shrugged.
I told y'all niggas, man. Niggas is on Twitter. No, Bill, that's Mr. Huxtable. He wouldn't do that. Fuck that nigga. Fuck Bill Cosby.
Fucking he president never, would do that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Fuck him, bro. Because, like...
A member of your family would do something like
that. Niggas on Twitter defending Bill Cosby, and for years, he's always talked down on black youth, and especially as black men.
That's a fact.
Calling us niggas fatherless, saying that we was going to have a bad, rough life because niggas sagged their pants.
Yeah.
Now he got to pick up his pants in jail,
brother. I
did
hear about that, so...
Yeah, he going to die soon. Yeah. I give him 6 months, bro. He'll be dead. But fuck him. You know what I'm saying? Once you're like a rapist, it's like I can't feel any type of sympathy for you, you know, at all.
But I also think it's important to address all the people that kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? All the people that question the validity of a lot of the women's claims.
Yeah.
It's like, I think we're entering a space now where we're having an awakening. It's kind of like a reckoning of all the men who have taken advantage of women in that space of sexual assault. Mm-hmm. So I think it's important that, like, when these discussions become a topic, that we're willing to listen and not so willing to shut down women. I see it so much on Twitter.
It's ridiculous. I always
and it's
say
really
believe
strange
women.
To me.
It's weird.
Like, listen when they speak. Yeah. How could 50 women come up with the same exact story in different scenarios with the same intricate little details?
Exactly. And it's like, even if he, like, let's say even let's say hypothetically, say Melissa Milian. If you rape one woman, you're a fucking rapist, bro.
That's
like,
bad.
It doesn't take. Yeah. This isn't like a build up thing. You know what I'm saying?
It's like, oh, it was only two. So.
Yeah. Only two, Nick.
No, nigga, you're exactly.
Two out of 50.
No,
you're a rapist. And then like, this was crazy. This has been known for by the black community for years. My mom and my dad used to tell me, "Yo, Bill Cosby's a fucking rapist." Mm. Like years, I was a kid telling other kids, "Like, yo, fuck the Cosby Show. This nigga's a rapist." Mm. And people be confused. So when Hannibal said that joke, and then I see Star Media outlets picking it up. I'm like, oh, y'all niggas ain't know this? I thought this was like a known thing.
That has been like an underlying joke for a long time.
Yo, the kind
of
fucking rapist.
That he's like a creep for a long time. A long time.
It's crazy that it took a joke like that for people to wake
up. Shout out to Hannibal Buress.
Yo,
it was literally a joke.
He's the legend killer. He's the legend killer. Shout out to him, man. Fuck with it, man.
Next joke is about Trump.
Yeah, we gotta get Trump. He's next, bro. No, actually, Harvey Weinstein, they're gonna put that nigga under the jail.
No, they are. They're definitely
he's out of here, bro.
he's
finito. Like, he's done, bro.
Also, I think this moment is just important for men to step up and realize the, you know, inappropriate behavior of their friends.
Yeah, like, stop protecting these niggas, man.
That's a fact. And I feel like that's why men like, you know, a Bill Cosby or Harvey Weinstein, Ian Connor, they're able to be successful despite what they have done and how they have violated women because they have a whole bunch of other men protecting them.
And what's even crazy to me, when you have fucking women going against other women, but I'm like,
I mean, Cosby's wife was ready to go down with him.
She was going
to
go down sad with him. Like,
I mean, sorry, but everybody's favorite auntie, Felicia Rashad.
Yes, Felicia Rashad.
Ready to go down with
him.
Yes. And it happens. Like, groupthink is a thing.
Yeah.
That's literally a thing.
It's not an age thing. Like, I see a lot of people talking about the younger generation groupthink.
No.
These old niggas is groupthinking too. Like, a lot of them can't form opinions based on new information they get because they already got a set in their mind. Oh, this is how it is. Mm-hmm. It's the way it is.
Prime example, R. Kelly.
Yo.
Like, it didn't
y'all aunties gotta stop supporting this nigga,
yo,
man.
It didn't take until the most recent accusations for my mother to say, like, yo, he's disgusting. But I've always would tease my mother for a long time, like,
why you listening to this nigga?
Why you listening to this nigga? This nigga pissed his own little girl.
Let me ask y'all something.
It's on camera.
Y'all gonna separate him from the music?
No.
Or
you can't.
No.
Why I can't? Because
there was a few people that still be bumping his music, and I'm like,
that shit is weird.
I mean, niggas slip up. Niggas slip up.
If I'm at a party and you a DJ playing that, I'm gonna be like,
nah, I'm not feeling that.
It kind of feels
on the radio, and if you drive this on the radio, it's like, okay, you could change the station. You feel me?
But sometimes
I'm not playing that.
Sometimes a nigga need to step in the name of love. Though.
Okay, that I understand. Like, if I'm at a family event and that does come on, I understand why it's being played because it is family friendly.
Chilling on your booty's gonna get a.
But oh, I gotta get that out of here.
But like,
I gotta get that out of here.
I don't know how you could still really bump his music. I'm looking at you, Rios, and
be comfortable
in your skin. Like, what he's talking about, and in actuality, he wants to do those things with an underage girl. It's that shit is sick.
He wrote "Age Ain't Nothing But a Number" for Aaliyah.
He is on the cover of her album. Creeping in the back. Like, all of the signs.
Flagrant. His name is the Pied Piper. The Pied Piper used to lure children in.
With his instrument.
His music.
Come on.
It's like, come on. Like, these signs can't be ignored anymore.
The most successful people are creeps. It's crazy.
Shit's crazy, bro. But what's scarier is niggas in your everyday life that's like that. You know what I'm saying? That's the real scary part. But yeah, man, fuck Cosby, fuck R. Kelly, fuck Weinstein.
Just fuck any man who's out like here.
Nah, I'm glad my friend is not like, I don't ever have to shove Evan to the side like, yo, what you doing, bro? That ain't it.
Never had to have with me.
Don't touch her like that.
Because my mom was like, if you ever feel an urge like that, take your ass home. Like, don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, my mom, she always talked to me about sex and saying the shit when I was young. When I was like 5, I was going to school, but yo, don't touch that girl like that. You know, niggas playing booty tag. I wasn't.
Yo.
Niggas would get mad at me, like, Evan, you ain't want to participate? I'm like, no, I ain't touching that girl. You know what I'm saying? I ain't getting down
with that.
Oh, man. I ain't going out like that, man.
But to finish my statement, fuck any man out here that's violating women.
Facts.
I'm not with the shits.
Facts.
And call your friends out on their predatory behavior.
Stop protecting these niggas, man.
Fuck out of here.
All right, so we're going to lighten up the mood. We're going to talk about this nigga Kawhi Leonard. This Transformer-ass nigga, man. You hear that nigga laugh, bro? that is, yo, I've been saying this for years. Niggas, it was a joke at first. Niggas like, ha ha he he. That nigga's a cyborg. That's old niggas. He was created in a lab, bro. Ain't no nigga. Kawhi signed a $100 million contract, right? Why is he driving an 04 Tahoe, my nigga?
No, he's not.
I swear to God. He's
driving an 04, yeah.
04 Tahoe,
maybe
bro.
Maybe he knows something that we don't.
Maybe that belonged to his pops. Remember, his pops passed away.
True. 04, nigga, millionaire. He ain't got no other cars.
That's something sentimental.
I get that.
Maybe he knows something we don't.
No, he's a sociopath, bro.
No, what did Ye say when he was actually Ye? He said, you know, white people get money, never spend it.
Right.
Maybe he's on that type of thing.
Nah, that nigga's a psychopath.
Maybe he got a body stash in the back of that.
Ain't never. Oh, first of all,
maybe he has the ashes in the.
How to Catch a Murderer season. Next season, Kawhi Leonard. Think about it like this. All right. So, you know, NBA.
His OJ shit.
I'm just going to lay out the case why I think this nigga's a cyborg. We all follow NBA niggas on IG, Instagram.
Yeah.
Last time you see a nigga post up with Kawhi.
He doesn't fuck with okay, nobody.
Other than the workout pics, never.
If it ain't a practice, nigga, yeah, he's not kicking it with you niggas like, at
not,
all.
He don't fuck with niggas.
You can't find that nigga.
Even Westbrook, he'll be with Paul George somewhere.
Yeah.
He the most I don't fuck with you niggas type nigga of all time. But you'll see him out. You know what I'm saying? Never see Kawhi out with these niggas. Second, when the last time you seen Kawhi smile before that laugh?
Really,
when he won a championship.
Never. That's what I'm saying. That was it. And even then, he was like, "Eh, it's a ring.
Let's do it again.
Yeah. Get back season. In the gym.
Yeah,
let's
right.
run it back."
Yeah, yo, Kawhi Leonard is a fucking cyborg. Which is
he's
I don't
probably
know.
Capricorn.
Oh, here we go. Chocolate no, soldiers in the building.
He's born in June. So what is he? He's a Cancer.
Wait, June what?
Cancer.
29th.
Yeah, I think
he's
it's like
a Cancer.
It's a Cancer. I don't know what that means, but aren't kids like emotional?
They are a bit emotional.
Nah.
Very empathetic.
His fucking hardware is going to malfunction.
That's what that laugh was. His laugh was a glitch.
That was a glitch, bro. He need to download the new iOS system or something.
Stupid.
He's throwing that 11.
I guarantee you that's going to be a fucking meme or video or whatever before the end of the week.
Nigga, I'm using that shit all to the whole
somebody's
I'm memeing the fuck out of
that video where the screen's like glitching and he's laughing like when the new iPhone comes out.
Yeah, nigga. Kawhi is a fucking cyborg.
New iOS comes out.
All right, so Kawhi's a weirdo. Gotta talk about LeBron in L.A.
Beautiful, bro, beautiful thing.
It's a real thing.
Beautiful thing.
I'm very excited.
Didn't expect it, but it's a beautiful thing.
I'm happy about everything he's on outside of basketball. I don't know about the team. Because, you know.
I believe in the team. Not this year.
Yeah.
I believe in the team for the future.
Yeah.
Not this year.
I know.
But I'm
whatever
happy.
They're going to be, they're going to be entertaining.
I'm happy.
There's some characters on that team,
I told niggas from June. I was like, Lance Stephenson playing with LeBron would be the funniest thing ever. And what happens, like, early August?
Fucking
Lance
happens.
Stephenson signs with the Lakers. I'm like,
him, Rondo, nigga? Rondo and Lonzo going to be slap boxing by the time. It's going to happen. LeVar going to have to step in.
Well, LeVar is going to be slap boxing Rondo.
That's
going to
be saying. It's going to happen, bro. But, yeah, I'm happy with everything he's doing. Like, that Space Jam 2.
I'm very excited.
You know what? But we clowned him like a year or two when we heard the rumors.
Yes, we did.
But now.
And I thought about it. Because I was like, bro, like I said on 4th and 13, when he coming off that motherfucking jet and Ty Dolla $ign is singing Miracle, my nigga. It's a miracle.
That would be lit.
Nigga, come on, G. Imagine what that soundtrack gonna sound like.
No, that soundtrack's gonna be fire. LeBron is also a part-time A&R. I don't know if y'all picked up on that.
He ain't no A&R. He's taking checks. Those are some beat checks.
Nah, he's 7 for 10. He's 7 for 10. That's good.
No, honestly, you have to give it up to him. These rappers be sending them their projects ahead of release. He's bumping it. He's promoting it. I fuck with it.
See, I see the two sides of it, because one, like, a few weeks ago, that nigga was bumping Eminem, so I'm like, this M hitting. He was lying. It
was. He didn't like the album,
That was clearly Payola. Like,
Payola is some sympathy, right?
Yeah,
that was one of the L's he took.
Jimmy Iovine definitely sent that check. LeBron shot my man out. But then, the other day, I seen him bumping that Dolph.
Yes.
That's the content I signed up for. It's Dolph. You know what I'm saying? Dolph is one of my favorite rappers. So seeing that was like, cool, man, you know. But yeah, that Space Jam soundtrack gonna be ridiculous. I need Ty Dolla $ign on there.
No, Ty has to
I need
be
Vince
on
Staples
there.
On there. saying some crazy shit about the white man.
Playboi Carti gonna be on there, though.
Nigga.
Playboi Carti gonna be on
there. If I hear a ooh, what? If Cardi get on there talking about using his infant voice, you know it's me. If Cardi hit that infant voice, you know that nigga's about to take fucking flight on niggas.
Cardi's gonna be on there. And Thug has to be on there. And Travis Scott, you know that 2K.
Oh, yeah, Travis is gonna be on there. Travis is gonna be on there.
That 2K19 conversation they had, you know he was like, yo, we trying to be on Space Jam.
You know it's me.
And we need one legend.
My stomach hurt. I'm in space and my stomach hurts.
That's what's gonna happen, bro.
Oh my god.
Uzi, nigga.
If Uzi is on
Uzi's gonna be on there, bro. His son's gonna be like, yo, you need Uzi on that.
You gotta get Uzi.
And we need one legend, whether it's Hov, Lil B.
I would love K-Dot to be on that shit.
Oh, Kendrick's definitely. Yeah, him and Brian are cool.
Yeah.
I would love for that.
It's gonna be like Nas and Kendrick.
Because that Black Panther soundtrack?
Oh, yeah.
Fuego.
Album of the year to me.
Fuego.
That, Key, and... Nipsey joint's a little overstated. I like the Nipsey joint, but y'all niggas is like, alright, y'all jumping out the window now. Y'all taking it a little too far. I know y'all, there's a lot of Crip niggas I follow. Y'all taking it a little too far. I know y'all seen that blue and it's like, alright. Nah, relax. I got, we can get to it a little bit. We're not gonna go full depth because I want to have a whole episode on the albums of the year. But for me, I got Key 777. I got Black Panther soundtrack. And I got that six lakh, that East Atlanta. I'm telling you, you know the funniest thing? My dad, he hit me up today because he recently got Pandora, right? So he's like, Evan, set up the R&B station for me. Yeah. Tell him how to work the shit. Mm-hmm. And he hit me today, Evan, what's this 6 lakh? I hear that 6 lakh.
Sound like Ralph Pops.
That 6 lakh, that's his. What's that song he's saying? I'm like,
that's just slap, don't it?
I like that. How can I get that on my phone? I need that.
I'm like, all right, pause, relax. But yeah, so I'm fucking with that East Atlanta love letter.
Yeah.
Y'all got any choices so far?
Of the year?
Not even gotta be the best. Just what do you like?
Oh, what am I always, okay.
What's your like, what are you bumping?
Right now? Squid-tastic.
Yeah, shout out to Side Baby. Shout out to Side Baby.
That is just beautiful.
I'm with the squids. That's my shit.
I'm going a little left here.
Okay.
That Popcorn album.
Yo, that was really good.
Popcorn album.
It was slept on, though. Kind of like swept under the radar, but it was really good. I liked it.
And damn. I'll put Black Panther.
Yeah.
Black Panther, yeah.
Nigga, that Paramedic might be the hardest song.
Yo.
That's
and those boys are young. Yeah.
Too bad they broke up, though.
What?
They definitely did break up.
Sad times, man. But you know, groups break up all the time. You know, they'll be back. What about you, Kai?
Definitely been bumping Black Panther. Honestly, I've really been fucking with Trippie Redd's album. Life's a
Trip. You like Trippie Redd? I can't get into it.
I listen to like two songs.
You want? I can do a Trippie Redd song right now.
He
you want to hear
really,
it?
Don't violate my man. Yeah, he sounds like a big crybaby. I think that's kind of why I'm into it. But like when he actually spits, he like
he's good.
Has a flow.
But he does sound a bit. He sounds like that. You ever seen that Rugrats episode with the big boy that was the gelatin in her dream?
Yes.
That's what he sounds like to me.
He does. I don't know. I like the melody. I like the flow.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah.
Was it an album? Was that a tape? Rico Nasty shit.
Oh, Rico Nasty shit is good. I like Rico Nasty.
Really, it was really, really dope.
Kenny Beats, producer of the year.
Yo.
Flat out.
He really did his thing on that. He really did his thing on that. What else have I been listening to? The Her Project that dropped.
Oh, yeah, Her is good. I'm waiting for the LMA, though. Y'all niggas know. I'm the originator of Real Boot Up Hours. I started the Real Boot Up Hours.
That Jacquees verse.
It has to be on the album, bro.
I ain't want
it. It has to be on the album. Speaking of the album, Jacquees shit, really good. Him and 6 lakh?
That 23. That one, yeah. Oh my god, that 23 song is fire.
That shit is fire.
Meant a lot.
I still be bumping bad, because that shit is hard. Shout out to
I can relate to that 23, though. I'm not 23 years old, but I can relate to that song. That shit
is. Take you to a place, brother. You got anything to talk about?
You know where I came from.
Right. I feel you. You got any disappointing albums? Like, not even that he was whack, but you was like...
Drake.
Whoa.
Drake.
Whoa.
Drake.
You know... This is an OVO-sponsored podcast.
I agree.
Drake.
I agree with her.
The last two bodies of work is just... It's... I feel like...
It's a lot of filler.
it's a lot of filler, and I feel like he's giving us too much.
Yeah.
And I feel like he's at a point. Let's be honest. Okay, let's start here.
Oh, damn.
Drake, he is a strategist, and that's why I admire him most.
Right.
I really do.
King
like,
Petty.
I like his business acumen.
Right.
I like his business acumen overall, above everything else.
Right.
I think he's very smart, and he's also very strategic. So I feel the last two projects, those being that were considered albums,
right.
Views and Scorpion, I feel like they were, they weren't conceptualized.
Nah.
I feel like they were put together, and I feel like a lot of it was fluff, and I feel like a lot of it was done in the vein of, let me game the streaming system.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
So that when my first week numbers come out, I'm at the top, and I don't like how music is evolving in this sense now,
right.
Where, like, you know, sometimes an artist will do a publicity stunt right before they drop a song.
Yeah.
And, like, it doesn't have to be like that
that's
anymore.
Why I feel
just
like
give
what
us
hurt,
the music.
That's what hurt the Migos, like, that culture, too, because it was too many fucking songs, bro.
Just give us the music.
And also, I think that's why people love None Was the Same, because it's 13 songs. You take this, and it's concise. You know, it sounds like...
That's how his albums used to be.
That's how it should be, yeah.
That's how they used to be.
I think it's because we ask for... When Drake drops something, we don't hear from him for, like, a year and a half.
Yeah.
Or until, like, Caravana. Like,
So
it's like, damn, we want to hear more Drake. And then he just gives us all that at once, and now...
And the after fact, you're like... It's like when you eat too much, it's like, ooh.
It's overwhelming.
You be hungry, like, I'm going to eat all this food. And then once you eat, it's like, damn, I should.
Yeah, no, it's overwhelming. It's definitely overwhelming.
Yeah.
I don't know, and I feel like Drake is getting to a point where he's, like...
He's very overhyped.
Y'all, the way y'all overhyped Views, and I listened to it.
Oh yeah, Views was big. It was big trash.
And I gave it several different tests. I gave it the car test, the cleaning my room test.
Oh, that's important.
The winding down test.
Wow.
All of them. So it was trash.
Did you do the hurt test though?
Well, he did say
did
you listen for Toronto?
Did you listen
so
to
I'm
nine?
Okay with that being hurt.
You know what I'm saying?
Scorpion, I mean, it was better,
like
give or take, but...
What I like about Scorpion, he was just getting at Kanye. I really don't fuck with Kanye.
See, when
so
I
was...
found, yeah, when I found out the inside, you feel me, like, encrypted in there.
Yeah,
like...
Nigga, 6 out of 10 after hearing Joe Budden's breakdown is like a totally different song.
Yeah, that was like, okay, this album way better than what I was.
Nigga, Mob Ties, and then with the J Prince thing, I was like,
he really do this down the block from Kanye.
He
okay.
do, yeah. So, yeah. I can see what you're saying, but Scorpion made disappointed. That's fair.
And it's not to say it's a bad album.
It's just
people always say that
I
have on Drake. It's not bad. It's just underwhelming.
Yep.
How y'all feel about that Daytona shit?
I like
Daytona
it.
Was fire.
No, it's not. It's not fire. It's
Daytona
not, bro.
Fire.
He just mad because Pusha came for you, man.
He did. But
yes.
I don't
care for the October
like,
firm.
We know Pusha can rap.
Yes.
We know.
Too, yeah.
But I got a few issues. Where's the growth?
Why would you need... What growth? What do you...
It was growth as an artist. Everybody who's considered a higher echelon in rap have grown over their projects. Pusha's still rapping about the same shit. He
Drake
rapped about
still rapping
Lauren.
About the same
you
shit.
But
you
hear the growth,
Pusha's never in a Pusha's never in a situation where I feel like he would have to rap about those things. Like, Rick Ross, that's growth because of what he had went through and what...
That's what I'm saying. Even with
even
Drake.
The stuff with Birdman being his boy and stuff. So, like, that's why that album... Like, Rick Ross last album, that's why that shit was fire. Like, Pusha, what beef has... Like, all he's gonna do is talk about Wayne and Drake.
That's what I'm saying. Cole. That's my issue. Because, like, even... Let's say we talk about Drake. Thank Me Later Drake is totally different from Scorpion Drake. Just in context of what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
no, it's not.
Yes,
it's the
it
same
is.
Shit.
It's not. Because and
it's
thank,
the same
thank me,
shit.
If you listen to Drake, Thank Me Later is like a wide-eyed, oh, shit, I'm in this. I'm doing this
I'm
shit.
I'm in this game, yeah.
Now, you go to Scorpion, it's like, oh, shit, I don't see the success of this shit. I don't see how the shit went bad with this shit. And now you see the growth there. You know what I'm saying? You see how his life has changed.
That's
what I'm saying.
But he's also still lamenting over women who he can't control and possess.
Niggas be hurt.
He's still talking about how...
So you ain't like jaded?
No.
Dipping out on me.
I don't give a fuck for niggas
Already.
Like Drake. No, I don't give a fuck for niggas like Drake.
What? You ain't never had a nigga cry over the box guy? Come on.
Nah,
Drake.
She want the if you know, you know.
Alright, I see.
That's
I
not
see.
One.
Alright. That seems like Kai. You know
that's
what I'm
not
saying?
One.
That seems
that's
like
that
Kai.
Shit.
I don't know. I just feel like Daytona.
I didn't like the beats. Do you like the beats?
I like the beats. I love the production. Nah. I feel like he murked that shit.
Nah, he had them boom bong teams.
Nah, I feel like you could hear how he was like the hunger.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You could hear it.
Pusha's one of the best, like flat out.
Yeah. And I just think when people found out Pusha T was to come out with an album, there was a lot of speculation, a lot of like eyebrows raised, like.
The fuck did this come from?
You're about to put out an album and say what? Right. So I feel like there was already a looming kind of like
disapproval. We ain't fucking, we ain't fucking with this shit on top. Yeah.
And then when you heard it, it's like, oh, this nigga spitting.
Yeah. He can rap. Like,
and then the videos he put out.
Videos were good.
Fire.
Videos were good.
What was mind blowing was some people in the timeline didn't even know who he was. Well, you know what? I'm gonna say like the maybe young white, like young kids or young white, or the white society, like white kids that listen to rap or white people that listen to rap. Like, who's Pusha T? Like, they
you gotta think about it like this, bro. Like, it's a different generation, bro. Yeah, like, we grew up, nigga. Remember that first time you heard Grinding, nigga?
Oh my gosh, do I? Nigga. I never stopped hearing it. That's in the lunchroom.
The niggas in the lunchroom, hands bleeding, making that Grinding beat.
I think when I first heard it and saw the video, I think I was just opening up Get Rich or Die Trying, the album.
I think
me and my cousin came from Queens to like chill with me or whatever.
Yeah.
And we was in the den just watching the video, and I'm opening up the Get Rich or Die Trying album like, yo,
crazy.
With a little CD player. The clear one where you see the disc spinning.
Classic. But think about it, like, to these kids, like, it's a totally different generation. That Lil Wayne is an old head to them. And that's crazy to me, because, like, I grew up on Lil Wayne, so it's just a different time.
Yeah.
A disappointing album for me was that Nicki shit.
That was disappointing.
It's a few joints on there I like. I like the Coco Chanel joint. Mm-hmm. I like Ganja Burn with the Joe Budden vocals on it.
Yo, facts.
It's the only version I've listened to. Joe Budden version.
Yo, we need a record. Joe Budden does the top hits.
Yo, you seen the third one?
Yo, that's the red. Oh, the
Tiger
my
shit.
God.
Come
the
on.
Tiger shit has been so weak.
That shit is funny. Fucking hilarious, man. Shout out to him, man. But the Nicki shit was a little disappointing, man. I like the Coco Chanel.
You see, that's the thing. All of the singles she put out before had me gasped.
Yeah, I like Chung
I'm like, it. Okay, this is the Nicki that's in her bag.
Yeah, rapping.
Rapping.
No pop shit. No super bass this time.
Exactly. Right. But, and like, I. And she gave you a taste of that. And also, I really liked how she didn't, like, rely on how everybody's going to, like, this trap heavy sound. Yeah. It was, like, some boom bap rap shit. And I fucked with that, especially Chun-Li.
That's what niggas wanted.
And that's what I thought the project was going to sound like. Nope. And then when I listen, it's like, where the fuck is all of that?
What happened?
Are there more like that? Like, it just wasn't. And I don't know, even, like, the creative direction, like, the Chun-Li. I don't know if you really look at it. Like,
that was some appropriation shit.
Like the cover art for Chun-Li, and then like the cover art for what was the other one she put out?
Barbie Tings.
And then like her song with Ariana Grande, like Bed. It was like she's going in so many different places. Yeah. Even the artwork for Queen looked like a mix between the Lion King and America's Next Top Model.
It's like one of those like a raunchy version of like the one of those old Earth, Wind & Fire covers.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, it was like the Lion King, Earth, Wind & Fire. It's just like, sis, is everything okay? Is this?
That shit was disappointing as fuck. I'm not gonna say Eminem was disappointing because I don't expect shit from Eminem.
I really don't expect shit
I'm not
from
a fan,
either.
So I don't expect shit from him.
I don't listen to his shit. I'm really good with that.
What else is disappointing? That's pretty much it for me. Like, everything, it's been a solid year. I feel like everybody's delivered.
It's been a good year, man.
It's been so much.
Oh, shit, how I forget fucking Astroworld. I'm adding that to my best, too.
Oh, your best? Okay.
Rolling, got me stuck.
What? I think it was that amazing. It was amazing.
Sicko mode.
Hold on. Mute the mic. No, joke.
We're going to break.
Cut it.
It was as amazing as y'all are making it. Yes, there are standout tracks. Don't get me wrong. But
nigga, I'm not going to lie. Go ahead.
It didn't move.
Someone said.
That's it. Oh my God.
Swae Lee's an angel. He's Fergie and Jesus.
But it didn't move me like Birds in a Trap Sing Me Tonight.
Yeah, that's fair.
It didn't move me in the same
way. I feel like
way.
Birds had a good pace to it.
You know, it definitely did.
It flowed.
It definitely
on
did.
On Astroworld, the last three tracks, I was just like...
Unnecessary.
Like, after Butterfly... Even when Butterfly Effect comes on, I kind of just... I do like stop listening to the album because I don't like that it's on there and the other two tracks after that.
Facts. I don't like, think Butterfly Effect. He could have made a
10 song album. And I would have been like, yes.
Yeah,
like,
this is it. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
something that could have been 10 tracks or 7 tracks. And I'd have been like, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
But that goes back to what I was saying earlier. Like, you're giving us too much music in order to like game the system.
The streaming thing is like the best and worst thing that happened to music for me because like. It's good because I get to check out artists that I probably wouldn't necessarily listen to.
It's all there.
Remember back in the day, if you wanted to hear somebody, you had to wait for that zip file. Download it.
You have to download the whole
drag it over. It's a whole process. Shout out to all my niggas that used to hit up Big. Shout out to homie Big Biz dropping all them album links early on Twitter.
Shout out to LimeWire.
Yo, LimeWire. Nigga, when I figured out I can download some LimeWire and get on my iTunes. Nigga.
Change the game. I had a popping library. That shit's gone.
And if you ain't have the fake Bill Clinton, I did not have sexual relations with that woman. You try to download Crank That Soldier Boy. We from a different era, brother.
We are from a different era. You have to go back, find another one, download it again.
Check it out. Like, damn, this bit rate is a little too low. This can't be the full song.
The peer-to-peer level, you like, that shit red? I'm not fucking with that one.
Damn. Oh, my gosh.
Great times, man. But all right, so we're going to talk about this African-American museum thing that happened on Twitter.
Oh, with Timothy, whatever her name is.
First of all, it's a white woman named Timothy. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. Whoa. Don't trust you. She definitely is one of those, like, y'all ever seen Insecure? It's like those, like, Issa's boss.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Tight rights.
I'm hip.
I have a Beyonce poster. Queen B, the hive. You know, tight white people. But, yeah, so, shout out to homie Chubby Swag. I follow him on Twitter. Very good DJ. So, he actually posted a question. I'm paraphrasing here, but he was like, yo, y'all couldn't find no niggas to run the hip-hop section.
Yeah.
And it sparked a debate on Twitter. I felt like most of it was positive until the Blacktivity.
The Blavity Blacks.
The Blavity. I love when niggas say that. The Blavity niggas.
Now
Blue
now,
check, okay, now, woke Twitter.
Now I understand. You clarified it for me. Right. You said it was a museum, like, of...
It's like, you know, the DC, they had
the National African American Museum of History. Something like that.
Okay. And culture.
Yeah.
So they had that.
It's huge.
All right. So I agree 100% with you then. So forget if she's like, before I was like, if she's qualified, but I don't care. Like, now it makes more sense.
Yeah.
Like,
I thought
it was something else.
Yeah. So she's been curating the hip hop segment. He basically was just like, yo, y'all couldn't find no niggas. Like, you know, so basically, which is a fair question. Yeah, you know, it's not like he jumped out the window and was like, yo, this white bitch. No, he didn't do any of that. So, but when the Blavity niggas, they came to protect their friend.
Facts.
It's like,
why do y'all say Blavity?
Because you know the
it's the Blavity brunch Blavity. Blacks.
The brunch. The brunch ones boots.
who love their trap yoga.
Yeah.
Trap versus reggae.
How many of them parties do we need? The niggas still swag surfing. Niggas that get excited for swag surfing. That's how you separate the black people. From the Blavity
niggas. The niggas who tell you to stop buying Jordan to buy a passport.
Yeah.
Yo,
you remember when niggas was going in on that?
That is funny.
That shit blew my motherfucking mind. It's like, you can buy Jordans, but you niggas ain't going on. When niggas was talking about the Blavity blacks defending their girl, right?
Yeah.
It was like, you're getting at this white woman. Black people don't pay for experiences. I'm like, nigga, you know how many niggas I know on vacation going to museums?
I'm one of the few out of my group of friends that be traveling and paying for experiences. Y'all don't be doing. I'm like, this mad people. Just because we don't take pictures of it, don't mean we don't need to tell people on Instagram where we are or what we've seen. Like,
we run in the same circles.
Yeah.
You know how many niggas we know that be out here doing shit, going places.
Yeah. When we come back, it seems like I went here. Like, where?
I ain't know that shit.
Yeah.
So it's like, yo, Blavity Blavity. Black niggas gotta read the fuck lacks. Like, y'all taking it too far. You jump out the window, not my white woman.
You know, a lot of people were coming to her defense because they know her personally, which I understand.
Which is fair, but let's have that dialogue.
Let's be honest, because he was posing a very real and important question.
Yeah.
And a few of them actually, you know, backpedaled a bit and apologized to him the next day.
That was a group text. They sent out, that was a group text. Like, yo,
they apologized
fucked
the next
up.
Day.
Y'all better start backpedaling like Deion Sanders because...
They definitely apologized the next day. So it's just funny to see. I don't know. I think at the end of the day,
How you feel about white people in black spaces? How do you feel like they should conduct
themselves? Depends the position.
Right.
I think that, because obviously there's a lot of white people that work within the hip-hop field and right. stuff like that. So
some of them doing great jobs.
If you're a white manager for a rapper, something that's cool, white producers, engineers, but that position, like, nah. Or
she
like,
can't say nigga, bro.
Yeah.
she can't say nigga, bro. How she gonna explain N.W.A.?
If that was my friend, I'd be like, yo, congrats, but I don't agree with... I'd have been like, yo, I guess you're fit for the job, but like, right. yo, Timothy, I don't
think... There was literally no one else that, Timothy, like, that looks like that me job. That could take on that That's same what I'm role. Saying, like, you can't at least even groom someone. And like, I understand a lot of people were defending her and saying, you know, she's been working in the museum from the very beginning. Like, right, she's right. been helping put it together.
That's cool.
And that's yeah. valid. That's cool. So keep building it.
Yeah. Right, right, right.
You don't have to oversee the hip-hop yeah. exhibition.
Right, right,
that
right.
makes no sense yeah. to me.
Honestly, low-key, if she was under some other shit, I wouldn't really care. But that the fact that hip-hop is, like... And black youth and being black go hand in hand yeah. like that. You know what I'm saying?
Hip hop is literally an escape.
It's an escape for a lot of black people. You know what I'm saying?
It really for is.
Everybody worldwide. It's the biggest genre in the world, flat out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So.
And my thing is, a lot of people were like, who were defending her were like, oh, don't you think they would have considered a qualified candidate of color? But it's like, they obviously didn't, because in my eyes, if mm-hmm. you, I feel like if you are doing something that's along the curator lines of things, yeah. can you please have, like, a PhD and, like, really be in this right, in the thick right, of this black right, shit? Like, right. I need to know that. Like,
yeah. I'm sure these people are a Google search away. You know, I'm sure these people aren't hard to find, get in contact with, all. You know? But that shit was weird, man. Stay away Very from the blavity niggas. Niggas that get excited when they get swag surf. Don't
and overall, it. I feel like... As black people, I feel like we are very welcoming when it comes to our space.
Too welcoming. Why can't we have this shit?
We are very welcoming to allow anybody to grab a seat and pull it up to the
table. But it ain't the same.
But it's not. It's not that same energy. So I don't know why we always have to be. Why we always have to extend a hand. And that's not to say don't do those things. But why do we have to always do that? Yeah. That I don't understand.
Why some shit just can't be for us, bro?
There's nothing wrong with that.
You know what I'm saying?
There's literally nothing wrong with that.
It's like what Solange said, for all my niggas in the whole
world. No facts, for all my niggas in the whole world. I felt that.
You know what I'm saying?
She was talking that shit.
That's a fact, man.
I'm still bumping that. That's the album of the year. Fuck it. I seen that at the table. That
was like 2 years ago.
I seen that at the table. That was amazing.
Nigga, I seen that at Afropunk, nigga, surrounded by Natural Curly Queens.
Ooh.
Changed my life, nigga.
He was in heaven. That's what that sounded like.
That FUBU. It was smelling like so much brown sugar, cinnamon, cocoa butter. Shame. You know what I'm saying? And that Crystal Rock deodorant, because you know you don't use.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
When
you rub, the little rub on Crystal Rock. You know, because y'all don't fuck with the aluminum in a regular deodorant.
Yo,
you know?
That's crazy.
So many unshaven armpits, man. Shout out to the queens, man.
That's funny.
All right, so we're gonna talk about one more thing. We're gonna answer this question. We're gonna get the fuck up out of here. Mm-hmm. All right, so ghosting. Happened on Insecure this week. Issa's getting ghosted by the light-skinned nigga she's with.
With the pretty eyes.
Yeah, like, you know how women feel about light-skinned, green-eyed niggas. They get a little, you know, Todd Dolla Sign ass niggas. Shout out to Justin.
Shout out to Justin.
You know,
Justin.
Women always, oh, Justin, his eyes.
Whatever, nigga. That's cool. Lure him in.
But, yeah, so she got ghosted by the light-skinned nigga.
Mm-hmm. Nathan. Mm-hmm.
So how do y'all feel about ghosting? Have you ever been a ghoster? Kai.
Oh my God.
Kai's definitely ghosting niggas. I'll speak for her. She's definitely ghosting some niggas.
She got her master's in ghosting.
That's a fact. But have you ever been ghosted, Kai?
Yes, karma's very real. I've been ghosted before.
Oh man, you want to say any names?
I'm not going to air them out. But
you see, it's a spicy episode already.
I'm not
going to
air
them
out, but it was definitely a situation. I'm not going to air him out, but it was definitely a situation where when we first met, I kind of felt like he was into me and like he was like, you know.
Had like a genuine thing going
sending
on.
Me the vibe, shooting me the vibes, like I felt the vibes or whatever and was interested in exploring that more.
Mm-hmm.
And like we hung out a couple times, he seemed really cool, we were always in contact, like. His mom had something at the crib, invited me and my girls to come.
That's big, girl.
But like it was like, but I don't know because like, the mom thing was weird because like, his mom has something. I don't want to say too much because niggas gonna know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But his mom has something every year.
She has a kickback.
Mm-hmm.
kind of thing.
Like a Tom Joyner Cruise, but in the backyard.
Yes, that right. kind of thing. So, like, he always, right. no, but he always invites people that he knows. So, okay. it wasn't just, like, me and my girl showed up. But, like, when I pulled up, it was just, like, little things he was doing. It's, like, when I pulled up, me and my girls pulled up, he, like, made sure we had drinks, made sure we had a place to sit.
Relationship shit.
Made sure he sat down right next to me at the table.
Bay tanks. All right.
Like, he told me, like, oh, like, his, some of his niggas was asking, like, who was that? And he was like, nah, she came for me.
Oh, wow. Like, he stamped you. He stamped you. Okay.
Yeah. Like, you know, oh, shit like that.
Caught up in the game.
Shit like that. So I'm
and
thinking,
I know you was loving it. Oh, yeah. Look at this nigga taking
just,
care
like,
of me.
Okay.
Look at this nigga
like,
taking care of me.
I was just like, okay, this is different, whatever, whatever. And I wasn't trying to press the situation, but I did have a conversation with him, like, once or twice, like, I don't know where this is going.
Like, what we doing kind of thing.
But, like, I don't know, like, are we going to explore, see where this goes? I never really got a definite answer.
How long was this? Like, was this, like, a long time?
It wasn't really a long time. It happened over the course of, like, a summer. So, like, a couple
ghost
months.
Ghost niggas work quick, man.
It was like...
They get to there. Ow.
It was like from the latter end of the summer into like the fall kind of thing. It was kind of like one of those things. But like, I guess we're kind of cool now. I don't know. But at one point.
So how did the ghost happen? That's what I.
Like, so. Okay.
What's the gist?
So like, we started hanging out like towards the middle, from like the middle of August all the way up into like Halloween.
Okay.
So like, he had something for Halloween. He invited me, told me to pull up. But around this time, I was just like very iffy about it. And I kept telling my girls, I'm like, yo, he doesn't really fuck with me. Mm. Like, I know when a nigga fucks with me. I'm like, I don't feel it. And they're like, but wait, he's doing this, but he did this. Da, 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 da. I'm like, yeah, he's doing all these things. That's great.
But, it ain't
but
that enough for you.
It's I don't feel it. Something's right. not right.
Right
it's
right.
Cool.
Trust your gut.
Facts, man. Intuition. Always. A woman's always. Intuition, y'all. I'm like, shit's not right. Right. So like, he invited me to the Halloween party. I dubbed it. I'm like, I'm not going. Mm. And then after that, I had a little something at my crib. He told me he was going to pull up. He never came. And then, like, we kind of just never spoke again.
Did you hit him up after the fact? Like,
no, I kind of realized what it was after that.
Y'all ghosted each other.
I guess.
Obviously,
I
you
guess.
Ghosted him.
I guess. Not really.
Ghosted him. Not Kai is the really. Ghost. I told
no,
you.
No, not really.
What
Will Smith really.
Said? Told you. Told you.
You no. No, he stopped talking to me. And he recently popped up.
Oh.
And like, I addressed
leaving
it.
Even me.
And I addressed it. And I was like, you're the one that stopped talking to me. He's like, yeah, I know. And that's where niggas left it at that. I'm like, I
you
can't
gonna,
even
are you gonna exploit
you.
That? Are you gonna add him to the roster? Is there a roster space open?
No, fuck him.
Damn.
You've been released.
He lost his opportunity. He's been released.
He got cut from the team, bro.
He's been released.
Somewhere overseas, G.
You gotta go to China.
Let me not say what I was about to say.
Trying to get back.
You say, beloved, it's an open platform.
No, because I'm gonna.
Listen, he already know. You done set it up.
Yeah, he already done heard
it. He was like, Halloween? I had a party.
My mom.
I do remember when
we was playing Frankie Beverly that day. We was doing that. Damn, is this about me?
Shit, well, you won't get a text
it,
tomorrow.
If he doesn't.
Yo, I heard that podcast. But shout out to Van Rage
for exposing the truth.
If he doesn't. It's still fuck him, but I got
God
love for
damn.
Him. But I'm good.
I respect that, though. I respect that.
Like, it's still love.
Let me for, from
yeah,
afar.
But
that's
like,
cool. That's cool.
I'm good with you. Like, stay over there.
That's fair. That's
the
fair.
Fact that he popped up again, I was like, ew.
This is what time niggas pop up. If you're a nigga want to pop up in the girl life, now's your time.
No, and he, like, randomly followed me on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Mind you, my profile is public, so I don't understand why you would even care to follow me, because I'm not following
to
you back.
To let you know that I notice you notice and me notice and you.
I guess.
These are the rules. Niggas know.
I guess. But the nigga follow me rules. And follow both of my homegirls. Like,
oh,
you're sus.
That's the
how, both of the homegirls that he met when he invited us
that's a pro
to that
tip.
Event.
I ain't want to expose the man game. But that's a pro
the
tip.
Game
follow,
is the game.
Follow the friends.
Word.
You're going to be in the group chat. Don't get me wrong.
He was definitely in the group chat. I'm like, see, look
but,
who's following me now.
But you're going to get the info you need. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
I guess.
Women be telling in their IGs. Y'all know how much information y'all reveal in your IG stories.
Like what?
A lot of shit.
Like what?
Where you be at, the niggas Word. You hang around.
all I never show no nigga in no story.
Your friends
we know, we know. All seven, come forward, kings. All seven of y'all, come forward. Tell your story. Tell your story. I'm going to be like Oprah with these niggas. So how did Kai hurt you?
Well, she showed up to my mom's party.
Bro. Yeah. I hate you all right. so much. Oh my god.
So, Brene, you got any ghosting stories? Have you ever ghosted?
Yes.
He looked like a ghost. Yeah,
nah, Brene's a man of God. I'm telling you, Brene is the best, like, the most wholesome nigga I know. So,
thank you.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying my friends are scumbags.
No, that's exactly what the fuck you're saying. So
far, they fall under the spectrum. Brene happens to be the most wholesome out of all of us. You know what I'm saying?
I don't have no stories. No stories, that's, though.
See, yeah. Look at this guy. Man of God. I like
whatever.
This. Good brother. Let me think. Have I ever ghosted? Nah, I've never had a ghosted joint. I wish I would have, though.
Why do you wish you would have?
Because I feel like I don't know. Another thing. Feel like, damn, this is the Evan Reflection episode. This is an Evan Reflection episode.
Yeah.
I feel like I stay in situations too long.
You know what I'm saying?
So it's
that
like.
Red light or that flag.
Yeah, especially with me. It was a period in my life I was just only fucking with IG joints. Dark time.
You know what the.
Dark time.
I wanted to try that, though.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't mess with IG.
You find out they ain't really what they are, right?
Yo, I'm telling you. Just you looks. Find out they either being super pretending to be some shit. They ain't got shit.
Selling box.
Hey, it's a few of them selling.
Selling box.
Yeah, which is cool. We support all the sex workers.
Get your money wherever.
But that, and then you got a lot of them on drugs.
Damn.
I ain't gonna say no names.
You gonna have to say that name.
Nah, I ain't gonna say no name.
Come on, follow her. Whoever
says that. Say that name off air.
Oh, yeah. It's someone, we talked about it in the chat. The one Reels was like, yo, put me on with her.
Oh.
Give me the tea after.
Yeah, I will.
The dust.
But yeah, she was on some stuff. Mm-hmm. So I had to stop messing with her. But like, I feel like I should ghost it. I feel like ghosting is fucked up. It's a foul thing. Mm-hmm. But I don't feel like it's this end all be all shit. Niggas kind of make it seem.
I don't purposely do it though. It's
I feel like a lot of niggas
okay,
don't.
Okay, so then communicate. My thing with ghosting is this. Like, in my own situation, communicate because right. I gave him ample opportunity.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
To
he definitely could have.
Communicate.
Made the point, yeah.
And I wasn't even pressing him because, mind you, we had never been intimate. So I wasn't pressing.
Oh, see, that's different. That
I wasn't
everything.
Even pressing him, like, so yes. What are we?
That's why he followed you. He trying to see that other side.
He probably wanted to see if you was going to ask that question or make that move first. And then he probably came across a shorty that was more forward with it. Because, yo, honestly, me and you in the same boat, like, I don't be like, yo, so you my girl or something? Like, I'm honestly just go with the flow. Whatever happens towards the
I think that's an issue, bro.
Like, and I know. Because I never want to... Go ahead.
No, finish.
I was like, I never want to be that type of dude that's like, girls tell their friends, like, yo, he was fiending for
yeah,
me.
Yeah,
like,
you would be in that Summer Jam screen. That is the group chat.
Okay, you see, all the things you just said are derived from ego.
Yeah.
You don't want to look a certain way because you're full of pride, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's the part that just frustrates me. It's like, if you're feeling someone, let them know. Mm. I feel like something I learned in my 25 years of life is when a man wants something, he goes after it. Bottom line, period. If you want something to happen, you will make it happen.
Right.
So that whole go with the flow, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
If a man wants to make you his woman, he knows from day one.
That's true.
I'm going to make her my girl.
That's
there
true.
Is no flowing like water and being open. It's no. It's
that's how people end up in situations. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's very straightforward. Like, yo, this is what it is. This is what we're doing. Are you with it or
right.
not?
Yep.
And it really comes down to the woman.
Right.
That's why I always say, yo, pussy is power, because it really comes down to us. Like, yo, this is what time we on.
Yeah, because men, the shit we wear, it's all because of women. We don't really like this shit, man. We try to get women.
I like my hype beast stuff.
It's cool. But if hoes is like, you, Brunel, that ain't it. You be like, I don't know why I got hype beast. Fuck the Supreme.
Yeah, right?
Hoes ain't want it.
It's dead.
Yeah. Because if that was the case, niggas still be rocking the Nietzsche, brother.
You
know what I'm saying?
You're right.
So, yeah, man.
It comes down to communication, bottom line.
You gotta be forward, man.
I feel like I'm tired of seeing the ghosting conversation on the TL. But
niggas is hurt.
It's really a hurtful thing. It's a hurtful thing, just be honest.
That's true.
But it really comes out of communication. Like, I feel like some people... I feel like the argument has been some people feel entitled to an answer.
Right.
Which I can understand in a sense. Yes, you're right.
How do you feel about closure? Entitlement. Not to cut you off. How do you feel about closure?
I feel it's necessary. Totally.
I think you don't think it's a little overstated? Closure?
I think you have to understand what type of closure you're seeking. Mm-hmm. You linking up with your ex to talk and then you end up fucking, that is not closure. You are messy.
You getting your issue off.
Yeah, you're messy. Right. But like I was talking about in a group chat, niggas trying to fry me up earlier, saying that I was starting some shit.
Shout out to the chat, because we be having some real in-depth. It be getting spicy in the chat.
Niggas be trying to chop me up and chop up my words in there. Right, but my thing is this. If you have an issue with someone, it's no right, no wrong. If you feel a type of way about something, resolve that shit. Because you never know what could happen tomorrow. Yeah. That person could be gone tomorrow.
Right.
And now that lives on your spirit.
Yeah, now you gotta live with that.
You have to live with that now. Like, yo, we were on bad terms before that person left this earth.
Right, right.
That's something you gotta live with. I don't know. Not to be all morbid, but...
Nah, that's fair. Closure, that's fair, though.
I feel closure is important,
I feel like closure is within you. I feel like you create your own closure. I feel like when you rely on other people for closure, that's when shit gets murky. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I need to talk to them one last time for closure. It's like, no, bro. You got to come to terms with it.
Them.
Yeah, come to terms with it with yourself. Like,
yeah, I feel
like, you know what I'm saying? That's some shit I had to learn. Damn, this really is the Evan reflection episode.
Yeah.
I have to come to terms with that.
Especially. Like,
sick of these niggas.
We know.
Rid of these niggas.
No, I feel that, but also feel like sometimes you have to take that power back. So sometimes you do have to see that person.
Right.
Just so you can be in that situation again to trust yourself. Like, I'm not going to react in that same way.
That's fair. Yep. You're absolutely right. Damn. I like having Kai on. We gotta have Kai on more. I like having Kai on.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
It's been fun.
Yo, we're gonna answer some listener questions. We're gonna get the fuck
Let's
up out of here.
Let's do it.
All right, so question number one comes from, of course, shout out to Ty. Shout out to Tyler, bro, from the chat.
Hi, Ty.
Ty wants to know how we feel about those Kanye out of pocket with those videos. Referring to the Nick Cannon and the Drake thing. Did you see them?
I saw them.
How you feel, Bernard?
Fuck yay. Once again,
facts.
That hurts to say, but whatever.
Happy you come
home. You grown ass man. Why don't you just call them dudes?
Yeah, that's
but
probably Drake probably wouldn't pick up, but Nick Cannon, like, you know.
Mm-hmm. But
I know you fucked my wife, but
what?
I hate when he uses that voice.
That Ellen voice. That's the voice you go in Ellen.
Ellen voice. Yep. But it's hard for me to explain. I feel like I guess he. Like, how else is he gonna allow everybody else to know, like, how he feels about the situation other than filming it? Like, that's why, like, when I watched State of the Culture, they were talking about, they're like, I don't, like, Joe Biden was like, I don't know why he had to fucking film it and put it out on social media. He could have called them niggas up, like, you're a grown ass man.
Or, you know, he is an artist, could put in his music. You know what I'm saying?
Put it on wax.
But, I don't, that shit was just weird to me, like, especially, like, the Nick Cannon thing. It's like, yo, bro. Your wife is, like, very famous, very popular. Yeah. Nick Cannon is also very famous, very popular.
Yeah.
They're going to ask him about her. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's like, if something's going to happen.
Yeah.
And you should be secure enough in your own relationship. Be like, yo, you know he slashed your girl. You know what I'm saying? It's not even just he slashed. They were together. You know what I'm saying?
They definitely were together.
So it's like...
Yeah.
He was, like, one of the first celebrities that she was, like, dating, like, publicly.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So I think it's two sides to a coin, right? So, like... I hear both of you.
Right.
He made something that was just speculated into something that's now very real because he's speaking on it. And I think it just really speaks to where Kanye's mental state is right now. He's very paranoid.
Yeah.
I mean, just 2-3 years ago, Wiz was on Twitter talking about KK, which is a strain of weed.
He thought he was talking about
rapper weed. And he thought he was talking about Kim Kardashian.
And then he went on a rant talking about Wiz kids.
Talking about Sebastian. And it just got really ugly very quickly. So I think that's why they say the allure of Hollywood is, you know, it's an illusion.
Right,
because once you get in those spaces, you don't really know who to trust.
Right.
So you can only imagine what was being said to Kanye to lead him to that point where he's like, okay, I have to address this.
Probably, so, you know what it is for niggas? A lot of times, be your girl. You gonna let that nigga talk about me like that?
No, that's a fact.
It's like it's like the DJ Envy thing with DJ Mero, right?
Exactly.
I feel like Envy, he probably didn't give a fuck about that shit.
But I know his wife amped him up before he went on the show.
You better get him when you get on the show.
You better get him.
Exactly. So, I think it was unnecessary. It could have been handled on wax, and it could have been handled handled in private. Mm. But also, the other side of that coin is it was a topic that is a public concern. Right. Mm-hmm. So how else am I going to address this other than in the public?
Public, yes, right.
Because it's like, I mean, speaking to what Remy Ma said on State of the Culture, she was like, do you really think Kim's going to say anything about this?
Nope.
Yeah, she's already sexualized as is.
Right, right.
If she speaks on it, then it becomes very real because she has to address it. So why would she not let her husband,
Kanye, go
who's already in that circle.
And he's on a press run anyway.
Exactly, you know he's already in that circle. Yeah. So, I mean,
it's good press for the album.
It is. That's what I'm talking about. It's not even real shit anymore.
Yeah, what album, stuff. Evan?
It's coming out.
Give me that.
It's coming out. He's doing something because this rebrand, honestly, I don't think it's real.
No. Niggas see him right through that shit, bro.
It's like, very forced.
On. It's not real.
He's talking about he's staying in Chicago. Your wife's not moving to Chicago.
She just said she's not moving to Chicago. Even shout out to Reinfest.
Even though she claimed that she was going to take over Donda House, which is not going to fucking happen.
Kanye's a dub, man. Kanye's a dub.
It's all for show.
I like him. But what the fuck does she know about that?
That shit is funny.
I like some of the Gaga songs.
What the fuck does she know? That's some funny ass shit. That's some funny ass shit, man.
Oh,
all right.
Man.
Yeah, fuck Kanye. Oh, shit, him and Wayne are dropping on the same day. I just realized that. Oh, they both dropping Friday.
Kanye's dropping
the Yandy.
Oh, I didn't even.
Right.
He's dropping Friday, so.
You're absolutely correct.
So we're going to see. That's going to be interesting.
We're going to see.
All right, so last question. Shout out to the homie, Say. He wants to know, did y'all listen to the Lupe Fiasco album and your thoughts on it?
I did not.
I checked it out. It's cool. It's Lupe. It's good to hear from Lupe because Lupe, I attribute Lupe to a special time in my life. You know what I'm saying? When I was dressing like Terry Kennedy, you know, saying, had my ice cream sneakers on, niggas out here skateboarding.
So is it going to have you skateboarding or is it going to have you doing some ninjutsu shit?
Yeah, some ninjutsu shit.
Drawing anime.
It's some Hotep ninja shit. You know what I'm saying? But it's like an uncle, you know he's on drugs really bad, but you still got love for him. It's like, it's good to see you.
Yeah.
You came to Christmas dinner drunk out your mind, but I'm happy to see you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's Lupe's album.
Made it to this day.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah. It's not bad at all.
I haven't listened to Lupe since, 2013?
I haven't listened to him since Kick Push. Dumb It Down.
Dumb It Down was probably... What was it? Women Good, Bitch Bad?
After that,
terrible.
I like Murals. On his last joint, the song, he had a song called Murals. Mm-hmm. Very good. I give you that.
I respect Lupe nonetheless. Oh, he's one of the greatest lyricists of all time. Let's be honest.
Food and Liquor, classic.
Yeah. Classic.
Classic album.
Yeah.
Even The Cool. Nick, everybody had Paris Tokyo in their MySpace.
Everybody's location was Wake Up in Paris
Tokyo. Stop it. Y'all niggas is Lupe fans, you know.
No, that's a fact. No, Lupe's he's one of the GOATs, but yeah. I'm not here for his music. I'm sorry.
That's fair. Alright, so we're gonna get up out of here, man. Kai, thank you so much for coming on.
Of course, thank you for having me.
Shout out to Brainwash, as always. Yes. Leah, Ayana, love y'all.
Ayana.
Shout out to Brainwash, man. Brunel, you wanna say anything before we get out of here?
I'm good, man.
Yo, man. Shout out to that. Kai, you want to plug your stuff?
Yes, make sure to follow me at the Kai Miller, TheKaiMiller.
Always.
Also follow the Gang Gang 24 Hours at 24hours.co.
Yes.
And stay tuned for all the dope shit that we have coming up next week at A3C. And just, you know, keep your eyes out.
Yes, and always, don't forget, guys, hashtag Kai Hurt Me. On Twitter.
Oh my God.
And on that note,
get that trending.
We're gonna get that trending, but on that note, we're gonna get up out of here. SSID season 2, episode 11, and we're out.
Ew.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing.
Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.